Hornblower and the Hotspur by C.S. Forrester. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1.
"Repeat after me," said the parson. "I, Horatio, take thee, Maria Ellen."
The thought came up in Hornblower's mind that these were the last few seconds in which he could withdraw from doing something which he knew to be ill-considered. Maria was not the right woman to be his wife, even admitting that he was suitable material for marriage in any case. If he had a grain of sense, he would break off this ceremony even at this last moment. He would announce that he'd changed his mind, and he would turn away from the altar and from the parson and from Maria, and he would leave the church a free man.
"To have and to hold." He was still, like an automaton, repeating the parson's words. And there was Maria beside him, in the white that so little became her. She was melting with happiness. She was consumed with love for him, however misplaced it might be. He simply could not deal her a blow so cruel. He was conscious of the trembling of her body beside him. That was not fear, for she had utter and complete trust in him. He could no more bring himself to shatter that trust than he could have refused to command the Hotspur.
"And thereto I plight thee my troth," repeated Hornblower.
That settled it, he thought. Those must be the final deciding words that made the ceremony legally binding. He'd made a promise, and now there was no going back on it. There was a comfort in the odd thought that he'd really been committed from a week back, when Maria had come into his arms, sobbing out her love for him, and he'd been too soft-hearted to laugh at her, and too...